In this week's Nutrition and Life episode, I speak with celebrity makeup artist Christina Fleck, specializing in nutrition, clean beauty, and holistic skincare practices. Christina and I speak about the link between diet and skin health, foods that promote glowing skin, nutrients essential for maintaining healthy skin, how hydration affects skin appearance and makeup application, and more. I'm excited for you to listen to this episode. If you enjoy the show, please help us spread the message and take a screenshot or share the episode on your social media. Thank you so much. Now on to my conversation with Christina. Hello and welcome back to the Nutrition and Life podcast. My name is Lisa. I'm your host. And today I have the absolute pleasure of speaking with celebrity makeup artist Christina Fleck. She is specializing in nutrition for clean beauty, for holistic skincare, and she's worked with amazing individuals such as Condoleezza Rice, Hilary Swank, Renee Zellweger, Melissa McCarthy, Isaiah Washington, and collaborated with brands like Gucci, Louis Vuitton, and. Christina, it's an absolute pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me. How are you today?
I'm very well, honestly. I've just been excited to speak with you because
I've got a lot of bullet points, a lot of topics
I want to get into. Nonetheless, I do always like giving our audience a little bit of a background, where people come from or what brought them to where they are today. So maybe you can just give us a snapshot of how you came to be who you are today.
That's a loaded question, isn't it? Well, I am a celebrity makeup artist. I'm also a CEO. I'm a philanthropist. I'm a mother of five. I'm a beauty expert on California Live NBC. I am also a host of my own show called I'm Too Busy TV. And I still love being a makeup artist. It's so much fun. But I also love all my other little things I do. I write for magazines. I love, you know, I never thought I would be comfortable being in front of the camera, but it's something that I've actually learned to overcome a fear, and has brought me a lot of confidence that I did not possess before. So that's been kind of fun. And then this new show, I'm Too Busy, I think it can relate to everybody because everyone is too busy. So I think it's fascinating to chat with people that I, you know, work with and different people I know in my world. To just find out from them, what is it that makes them tick? What is it that keeps them going and keeps them balanced? And, you know, what brought them to these successes that they've had? So it's really interesting. So it's always a different day, you know, when I'm not on set, I'm working on my company or I'm doing podcasts. So it's always exciting and fun.
Very cool. Thank you for giving us a little bit of a background. And yeah, one of the things that really fascinated me about your work is that you specifically say you specialize in good nutrition for beautiful skin and just all around beauty. So this might be a silly question, but how is our diet really linked to our skin health, skin outlooks, everything skin related?
Well, I think, you know, I speak a lot about beauty from the inside out because I believe it's a lot to do with getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, exercise, gratitude, having love and joy in your heart. But it is super important what we put into our bodies because it affects how we look. If you're eating well, you're having your green juices, you're not eating a lot of sugar and fried foods, you know, those things affect how you look. So it makes my job a lot easier when my clients are taking good care of their skin and watching what they eat, not having a lot of alcohol, and getting rest. Rest is like the biggest thing that affects how we look. You know, we can look incredibly tired because we feel tired, which just, you know, starts the whole ball rolling of having more caffeine and more sugar to keep our energy going. So it's really important to take the time. And I know it's honestly, it's discipline that one needs to feel their best, to feel like the best version of themselves. So for example, if I'm on a shoot, I will make sure that I have, you know, my green juices ready. I have my bottles of water to take to set, you know, I'll take some raw almonds, hard boiled eggs or salad. I just make sure that because there's those craft tables that are full of yummy, yummy, yummy that are going to make you feel awful at the end of the day. So I try to, They don't exist for me. And I just bring my own food and I just stay with that. I think also, you know, when we tend to get really hungry, that's when we make poor nutritional choices. So if we can, you know, I always keep a bag of raw almonds in my car. You know, if I'm stuck in traffic or I don't have anything with me, you know, anything else, I at least know I have that to like kill the craving of, you know, starvation, right? So I think all those things do matter. And I can see how people look when they change their diet, how much better they look and feel from when they do that.
Super great points. Several things I want to pick out here. So first of all, you mentioned planning and preparation, and I'm so big on that because that is really where we get caught out. Our blood sugar drops and we have nothing at hand because I'm unprepared, ill-prepared, or we think there is something better available. We just don't plan. We don't think ahead. And it's always better to have something and to maybe not need it than to need something and not have it. So I love that emergency snack of the almonds, also because it's such a great way to curb your blood sugar in a healthy way, as opposed to just a piece of fruit, even though it is still better than a muffin, but it's not going to satiate you as well as perhaps boiled eggs or some raw almonds that you mentioned. And the other thing that you mentioned was hydration. I love it. And that was actually going to be one of my questions for you as well. How hydrated we are really affect our appearance? I mean, it might seem sort of obvious if we're completely dehydrated, but some people might not notice that they're dehydrated. So how does it affect our skin? And also, how much should we really be drinking?
So I think it's good to drink, you know, they say 8 to 10 glasses a day. But I just try every time I get into the car, I bring a water bottle with me. So I just am constantly drinking water. I would say, you know, drink 2 big water bottles a day of, what do they say? It's 10% of your body weight should be what you're drinking per day. So you can determine how much you need. I also think, okay, what was the other question? I'm sorry, I got distracted.
No, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Like, how does it show up?
Oh, and how does it affect? Okay, so first of all, you can, if you're dehydrated, it will show, your lips will start looking chapped. That's when you're really dehydrated. If you get a headache, that's when the universe is telling you you are severely dehydrated if you get a headache. Your body will give you signs that it needs water. So the chapped lips, the headache, you know, your skin is going to look so much more hydrated and dewy when it is, and you're not going to have so many fine lines and wrinkles if you are hydrated. So those are really, really important. It also affects your organs. You need, you know, to function, our bodies need so much water to function at a high level. Our kidneys, our liver, all of it needs to be filtered. So water is incredibly important. I can't stress that enough. And you will look better. You also, it'll fill you up. Like a lot of times we think we're hungry, but we're actually thirsty. So if we can keep the water, you know, flowing all the time. And I know people will say, oh, water tastes like nothing. It's so boring. Add a mint tea bag, add some fruit. Add a splash of lemon or an orange, different things like that. That will help you drink more water. I also have water. I did a segment on NBC on California Live that I did. You know, we got the mason jars, glass jars, and you fill it up with water and you can add fresh mint. You can add a slice of orange or lemon or blueberry, and they're just sitting there. So you will grab it. That's why I'm saying the discipline comes in. You will be able to not think, you'll just grab a bottle of water when you're getting out to the car. And if you get into that habit of every time you get in the car, grab a water bottle, you're not even going to have to think about drinking how much water you drink.
I love it. And you mentioned that it just helps our body detox. And I think that's a really overlooked point, especially for women that have some hormonal issues, or as we go into perimenopause and menopause, that detoxification is just so, so, so important to clean out hormones that might be in excess.
Agreed.
Otherwise, another thing that's obviously quite helpful for that, in my opinion, is antioxidants. And that's also something that you're really big on. So I would love to hear what antioxidants you're a big fan of, or what foods that contain these antioxidants that you recommend.
So blueberries are amazing. Beets are great. I make a swamp juice. I used to call it green juice, but it's so not green. So I put in the blender, power greens, a green apple, blueberries, beet, broccoli. Celery is great for anti-inflammatory. It's really great for detoxing the body as well. But the anti-inflammatory is really a big one. So the celery, and then I'll add coconut water and a splash of grapefruit juice. And I blend it all up. I'll also throw in ginger and turmeric for digestion. So all those things, if you have the, and I'll make like 6 jars of it. So again, I just grab and go. It just makes it easier. If I'm hungry, you know, mid-morning, I'll just grab one of my swamp juices and, you know, I will feel like I'll have that with a hard-boiled egg or some almonds. And I'm good to go for a few more hours. But, you know, when you're eating really clean like this, you tend to be hungry often. So every few hours you need some fuel. So having, you know, the almonds, eggs, or, you know, a green apple is better than red apple. There's less sugar. So, you know, there's all different things that you can do just planning ahead a tiny bit. It doesn't have to be a big production, but you just do need to be mindful of it. And then with the best part of all of this, you remove the guilt of, oh my God, I ate that. Oh, why did I do that? There's no more guilt because you're just eating what you should eat. And I'm not saying that I don't have my piece of cake or eat some cookies. I mean, I do, but I just am I don't do it every day. And I don't, you know, I'm mindful when I do it, I don't feel bad. It's like, okay, you have to enjoy life. And I think food, I love food. I work with a lot of chefs. I work with a lot of people on the Food Network. So I'm around beautiful food all the time and I love it, but you're not going to feel great eating foods that are high rich in sugars and fats.
Wow, Christina, there are so many things that I just honestly really, really love. Well, number one, you mentioned you're going to be hungrier if you eat all these great foods. And so many times I started working with someone and we tidy up their nutrition and they're like, oh, I'm getting hungrier. Why is that? Well, it's a great sign for your metabolism to be really ramping up. And obviously also the detoxification as we were talking about. So really, really good point. And I love that mud juice recipe. I'm going to definitely
yes,
try that out and see how I get on with it. But also you mentioned just overall the power of habit, like creating those habits of grabbing that,
yes,
grabbing what's there already, bulk preparing, which makes things so much easier than always having to do one thing, one thing, one thing, one thing. And what I love, and that is completely my mentality as well, is just 80, 90% whole foods. It is about what we do most of the time. And then
right
now and then we can guilt-free, which I also love, enjoy a glass of wine, a piece of cake, or whatever it might be.
Exactly.
So yeah, I'm 100% on the same page as you. I'm curious, it just oftentimes when it comes to skin health, one of the first supplements that we hear about is collagen. Is that something that you implement in your regime as well, that you promote with the people around you, or just in general, are you a fan of collagen?
Yes, I am. I take a collagen powder. I put it in my tea every morning. I also try to eat foods that are rich in collagen. So kale, spinach, those are all rich in collagen. But, you know, back to the poor eating, just I had a thought. So oftentimes we're going to eat pizza or hamburgers or something that doesn't have a high nutritional amount. Do you notice that when you do that, you can eat forever? Because your body is not absorbing it. So your body's just like, okay, I'm not getting satisfied because there's not enough. It'll just keep saying, keep eating. And that's why people get overweight. It's exactly from that. So if you're eating a big salad at some, you know, you get full because your body's getting all the nutrients it needs. So it knows, okay, I'm good. You've had enough to eat. But if you're eating foods that are not rich in nutritional value, you're going to overeat because your body is like, hey, I need some vitamins. I need some protein. I need, you know, something that's good for me. So I think that's really important to keep in mind when you're eating, you know, 10 slices of pizza, why that is. And, you know, you eat a big thing of salad and you're like, oh my God, I'm full all of a sudden.
That is such a good point. And I mean, satiation is one of the biggest impactors if we're sticking with a diet or not, right? Like if we're constantly hungry, we're going to try to look for other things or we fall off the wagon. But if we just always have this 80-90 moderation approach, then we're going to be satiated with those beautiful foods. What are some other staples in your kitchen? Let's just say you mentioned a green juice, you mentioned your mud juice, you mentioned eggs and avocado, almonds.
Oh, I love avocado. Yes, definitely avocado. Yeah, a lot of avocado, cucumber. Let's see. You know, I eat, you know, I'm fine eating meats, but they need to be good meats. It's the quality of the meat. You know, chicken, fish, steak, you know, I tend to get anemic. So once in a while, I can tell like, oh, I need to eat some meat. I do. I really try to eat like when I go to the market, I don't make a lot of processed foods. So I buy a lot of fruits and vegetables and I love to cook. So, you know, I'll cook. I love purple sweet potatoes are amazing for you. You know, roasted potatoes, broccoli. I make a lot of salad, rice. I mean, I eat well. And I eat food that tastes, I want food to taste good, even if it's super healthy. You can make foods that have great flavor. It doesn't have to be, you know, our naughty foods, you know, that we want to eat. So I think you can make, I had made the other day, I sauteed garlic and onion and tofu. And I kind of made a spicy sauce with a green sauce with that and put it on brown rice. And that was great. And I had a green salad. So that was dinner. So I try to eat plant-based meals during the week as well. I think it's important to be constantly shocking your body, not with one thing. Your body gets so used to what we are eating. So, you know, so chicken one day, fish one day, tofu one day, or no, nothing, you know, no proteins at all, just vegetables. So, which have protein in
Well, what I'm hearing more than anything is just a variety of color, and I absolutely love it. You mentioned purple with sweet potato. You mentioned some grains, which I think is another mistake that many women, and myself included in the past, make. We cut out carbs because someone tried whatever keto diet or told us low carb. You know, you drop a bunch of weight pretty quickly, and then after a while, we're surprised that we're feeling low in energy or that just generally maybe our cycles don't function as well anymore or are not regular anymore. So yeah, very good recommendations on top of the hydration that you mentioned, on top of limiting alcohol that you mentioned, which is such an important part in my opinion as well. That is something that I'm personally curious about. You mentioned we don't look so great when we're not well rested and so on, but sometimes I think one issue people battle with is having puffy eyes. You wake up and you're just like, oh, technically my watch says I got 8 hours of sleep. Maybe it wasn't the deepest sleep, but why are my eyes looking so puffy? I have this important meeting or whatever today. Like, why?
Right. Well, I keep a roller, you know, one of those rose quartz rollers in my freezer. So I wake up in the morning, I get that out of the freezer and just depuff. Everyone has that happens to everybody, even if you've gotten 10 hours of sleep. It just, I don't know why that is. It just is. So, you know, it's important to, you know, wake up, ice your face. You know, cold plunging is a big thing now, which I have a cold plunger in my backyard. And it's great for when you're sore and achy. And I just think it's a great thing to do. It's not for everybody. I don't particularly like being cold, but I force myself to do it. And, that helps with sleep as well.
I would definitely say it's probably very helpful for circulation in general, and also vasorestriction or like just what your pores might do. So I have actually heard of people doing cold face baths. So they just hold their face in ice water for a while. And that's meant to be very good as well for the circulation. Have you experimented with that?
Oh, yes, I have. And that is another one of my little tricks. Getting some ice, just put your face in there and you woke up. I dry brush a lot first thing in the morning, starting at the feet all the way up to the heart. That wakes you up. And honestly, I find that to be the most stimulating for the body to wake up quickly is the dry brushing. It's great for your skin and your lymphatic system. So that's a really good one. Have you seen they're like metal or they're a stone
thing. The rollers.
But you scrape your body, like your fat to like kind of,
I have
you
not.
Seen those? It's a geisha or something. So I have one of those as well that I work on, you know, I'll work on my stomach, my thighs, my, you know, all my arms. So I do that as well. There is so much to do. It's just like so much in the morning. It's like, it's so nice. I sometimes wonder, God, I wish I didn't have to do all this in the morning, but I know that I do feel better. But it, again, it's a discipline and it's consistency. Mm. Sunscreen is super important. I can't stress that enough. Keeping out of the sun, that will age you more than anything. Mm. The sun. So keeping, you know, reapplying the sunscreen, hat and glasses. And again, if you're out in the sun a lot, you know, you have to add and drink more water.
Very good point. Absolutely. And with regards to the cold brushing, the dry brushing and the lymphatic system, I'm curious, do you do a little bit of like lymph drainage in for areas in your face as well? I have heard from some clients that had issues with lymph drainage around the eyes, especially if women might get some beauty treatments like Botox or whatever. Sometimes apparently there is a bit of blockage around the eyes. I'm not entirely sure. So is that something that you incorporate also, some smooth
practice? Absolutely. I do it around the neck and I do the face and I'll just go up. I also have a little plastic contraption. It's like to massage the scalp because it needs to be stimulated as well. It actually promotes hair growth and it keeps your skin tight. So I get this plastic thing like a brush and do circles all around my head and my face just to stimulate hair growth.
That's a really great idea. I've seen those little things that look a little bit like alien hats, but yeah.
Yes. Just do circles around and it does stimulate. It also feels really good. It takes out tension as well.
And yeah, you mentioned habits earlier. So I think like incorporating some of those things while let's just say we're watching TV, or if you, like you said, it's part of your morning routine. So tying it in with something that we're already doing can be such a good idea. Or like even if you're in the car and there's a traffic jam or whatever, like use that time wisely. I think that that could be something or a place where people can incorporate little things like that.
Yes, definitely. I also first thing in the morning have a glass of water with a lemon squeezed into it and a splash of Bragg's apple cider vinegar. Mm-hmm. I think it's incredibly healthy. I'm a big proponent of keeping your immune system strong. So, and then, you know, the water, the lemon and the vinegar also help with omitting sugar cravings, which I tend to have. So it does help. And also flushing out your body. You need to eliminate, I mean, just think about it. When we're babies, we eat, we eliminate, And as we get older, I hear people saying, oh, I haven't gone to the bathroom in 3 days. Like that's just toxicity sitting in. That's how disease grows from not getting elimination. So it all goes back to the hydration. If you're hydrated, your body will flush out all of the yuck. If you are dehydrated, it's just going to hold on to it. So.
And on top of that, all the beautiful fiber that you're eating with your rainbow diet, I mean, that's, of course, going to go hand in hand with that all that hydration, because if we're only hydrating and we're not fixing anything about the diet, we might still be a little bit constipated. Or if we're only adding veggies and not drinking enough, we might also be constipated. So very, very good point. I do want to go back to what you said in the beginning about gratitude practice and just resting more and being more present. What practices do you have on that? And or also when you're working with others, very busy individuals, as we heard in the beginning, what do you recommend for them if they're like, well, my schedule is full from 6 a.m. to, I don't know, 9 p.m. I don't know how to include a gratitude practice. What do you recommend?
Do it in the car. Do it while you're brushing your teeth. I will look, you know, they say that if you look in the mirror, I do a lot of affirmations. I will look in the mirror and say, I'm successful. I'm grounded. I'm determined. I'm healthy. I'm happy. I'm loved. I am wealthy. So I'll say that over and over. You know what? You just have to take 5 minutes for, you know, gratitude, you know, even meditation. You can do it right when you go to sleep, you know, turn on a meditation app and just tone down, you know, slow down your mind. Our mind is like a wild monkey. It jumps all over and, you know, causes havoc. So we have to tone it down. And so I find that a meditation app, you know, is really helpful. First thing in the morning, I wake up and I say, Christina, I love you. We're going to have a great day. So I just start my day off. I did a book cover with a woman that wrote this book. And she said that is the first thing to do every morning. Tell yourself you love you and you're going to have a great day.
I love that because we're so hard on ourselves most of the
Oh
time.
my gosh, it's terrible. Like my best friend, Diana Stobo, she's an amazing author and wellness coach, and she'd be someone good for you to interview as well. But she, one day I was beating the hell out of myself, and she said, "You never speak to another human the way you are speaking to yourself." You know, and it's just a bad habit that we get into of beating the crap out of ourselves. It's so not productive. There's no, it's just, you know, if we can't be kind to ourselves, like how's anyone else going to be kind to us? So it's really important to just, some days flow super easily. Some days I will be sitting in my office and I'm getting a million things done. And some days it just, it's like, hit every turn I make is just not flowing. So those are days when I'm like, okay, I'm going to go for a hike. I'm going to go shopping, go read my book, go work out, do something else other than what I'm doing, because this is just not working. So there's some days there's just no point in pushing something that's just not going to turn. So I think,
Oh,
you
I
know,
think that's a great
being
recommendation.
right. And being okay with whatever it is you finished by 5 or 6 o'clock. Just be okay with that for the day. Tomorrow's a new day. You're going to do more, but there's no point in ruining your whole evening, just obliterating yourself with, you know, negativity.
Well, and also oftentimes, like you said, if we try to force something and push, the quality is going to be so much inferior to if we're just flowing and if we're coming from a good place and we're looking at it from like, oh, this is fun. I'm enjoying this right now. And of course, like,
Right.
we don't always have the luxury. We have deadlines, we have things we want to get done, and so on. But nonetheless, oftentimes we're also faster when we allow ourselves to come from a place of flow and enjoyment, as opposed to need to grind through this and take 3 hours for something that could be taking 30 minutes. So yeah.
Exactly.
What a wonderful recommendation to just sometimes, and I mean, you're distinguishing very clearly between, oh, I'm not feeling motivated and you just need to get going and then the rest comes, versus I'm trying, and I'm not having a good day. I'm just going to do something else and use that energy for something else. So I think very good recommendation. And like you said, just speaking kindly to ourselves, that's one of the best things we can do, especially as you know, most of our listeners will be interested in like weight loss things or just general health and wellness. And I think when it comes to that, we pick ourselves apart. We're so perfectionistic, or we always see our flaws, and we can see a lot of beautiful things in other people. But when it comes to like saying, oh, hey, I have wonderful thighs, I love my thighs, or my booty looks great in those jeans, like, when is the last time someone said that to themselves, right?
It's true. You're absolutely right. It's true. And I think also, like, keeping your work, if you're working from home, I always make sure that my bed is made and that my environment is really organized. I will be in my office, I will light a candle, I'll have like soft classical music playing or jazz, something quiet in the background. I always have some tea and I light a candle. So I just try and make, when I'm home to, you know, working, to make it as pleasant as possible. And I think that helps, you know, just making the environment, you know, pleasing to your senses, that you, something smells good and you have some nice warm tea or, you know, whatever that is. So I think all those things help make your day a lot more, you know, pleasant.
Definitely. I think especially for us women, like being more in our feminine energy, and also, like you mentioned, you like foods that taste good. I mean, yes, you could force yourself to just drink bland water all the time, but you gave us some great tips how to add some flavor to it, or how to cook some yummy and very healthy meals. So it's not, you don't have to have one or the other, taste
Right.
joy or blandness and success. No, that's not how it goes. So yeah,
It's true.
I love all the things you've shared with us. I'm just going to recap a little bit, or some of the things that really stood out to me. So really staying hydrated and just being prepared when it comes to grabbing a bottle of water, getting into that habit of having that in the car with you, and just starting your day with great hydration, with lemon in your water and some apple cider vinegar in there as well. And then having other nourishing things at hand, like a green juice or like a well-prepared salad for lunch and nuts and boiled eggs, and just eating a variety of colors and of things that taste good without really restricting yourself from certain things. And that is going to nourish your body from the inside out. You're going to feel more satiated. You're not going to have as high cravings, and just in general, going to get you more fulfilled as opposed to frustrated about your body, about your diet, about how your skin looks, because in the end, that's how we're perceived by the world. And we all want to make a great first impression or want to turn up confidently at work. So yeah, some really, really good tips. Do you have any final one last sentence or advice that you would say, like, I wish everybody would know that when it comes to diet and skin health?
Well, I think also shocking your system all the time. So with your skincare, you know, I'll do Retin A one day, another day I'll just go to sleep with, you know, a coconut oil or some almond oil on my face. So just different things, but also like with exercise, I think it's important. Go on a hike one day, go to Pilates another day, go to yoga a different day. So I'm constantly shocking my body with my workouts because I don't want my body getting used to any one thing, because you get the best result when it is pushed in a different direction. So I think that's good as well. And just have fun, laugh, enjoy your life. You know, you have the life that you want. Create, be happy, love big, laugh bigger. I just think all those things makes you a healthy, happy person from the inside out.
Very, very beautifully said. Thank you very much for your time. It's been a true pleasure. I'm going to put all
your thank you
in the show notes, everyone. Go and follow Christina Fleck Makeup on Instagram, or her page, her other page, Pretty Girl Makeup on Instagram as well. And of course, I will link other resources that your assistant has shared with me. So truly, thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Christina Fleck. We both would love for you to follow us on Instagram. Our handles are in the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning in. And one more thing before you go, if you are looking for premium supplements, our partner Fat Muscle Project has got you covered. Head over to their website for the best protein powders, creatine, vitamin D, and more. Feel free to use our code NCL at the checkout. Thank you for listening, and don't forget, life is too short to be in a body you don't feel good in.